Welcome back to Kicking It Back. Today is Tuesday, February 8th. Preston, we have another interesting interview today.
We do. This one was super interesting to me because I had no clue on any of it, honestly.
No, that was what made it so great was the fact that both of us had no idea. And I think a lot of the viewers aren't going to have any idea like what's going on. So it's pretty cool to be able to ask all the questions that people kind of just normally think of.
Yeah, definitely. It's an industry that is very much needed. But I think it's very ill-informed for most of the world.
And it's very underappreciated, too. I'll add that in there, too. But, you know, let's just jump into the interview. Let's do it.
Welcoming on to the show. We have an interesting job that, honestly, I don't know anyone else that has this job. But her name's Samira Hassan. She's going to tell you a little bit about what she does.
I'm a flight attendant. I work for Mesa Airlines, but we're partnered with American and United.
I was going to say, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, okay. It's based out of Arizona. So
that's interesting. Now, do you climb a food chain? Like, how does that work? You're working for Mesa right now, but like, will you eventually go to American or United or one of the partners?
So we're a regional airlines, but like American and United is obviously the big ones.
For sure.
Most people do go and do that stuff, but I don't think I will.
Okay. All right. So everyone has a different journey. Tell us a little bit about what other jobs have you had leading up to this, like in high school or anything else?
Right before this, I was a nanny.
Okay.
So,
a nanny?
Yes, a nanny.
Is that a glorified babysitter?
Yes, it was.
Higher paying babysitter?
Yeah, I honestly got paid more than I get paid
I
now.
I saw the eyebrows raise and I was like, oh, yeah.
No, being a nanny's legit.
It was good money. It was really good money.
You didn't like it or what happened there?
COVID.
Oh.
So then,
people are coming home.
She started working from home. Like, damn. I was doing it a little random when it first started, but then she started working from home, so she didn't need me anymore.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, so then you went straight to being a flight attendant? Like, COVID hits, I'm going to go get in the airplanes that aren't flying?
No.
Like, I'm genuinely curious.
Yeah, I did. I worked with my brother. He sold life insurance, so I was working at his company, AIL. And I just, like, made calls for people.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was like, okay, I need to start my life, like, actually get a real career. And then my aunt actually works for the company. So she's like, hey, try this, whatever. Did the interviews. It's like a 3-step interview. You apply and then you have to do an online interview and then they fly you down to Arizona. So I was in Arizona for a month and a half training.
So for like the interview, is it just like, hey, do you want to be a flight attendant? Do you know like, what was the interview like?
It was like, it was like an online interview. They give you like prompt questions.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then you have to answer the questions.
Through like a video.
Yeah. Gotcha. Through a video. Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, I've never met someone that's a flight attendant, so this is kind of cool. Like, I'm going to be honest. Like, it's sweet. What kind of training? Like, you obviously said there was the beginning stuff, and then you had to go down for a month and a half. What's a day consist of training?
It was a 10-hour day every day, Monday through Saturday, 10 hours a day.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
You were grinding.
We had Sundays off.
Is this paid training? Are they paying you for this training?
No.
Wow.
We got like $100 every other week.
What? What the fuck is that? Why even give you that?
No, literally. And we had to like, they gave us lunch, breakfast and lunch.
You had to buy dinner?
Yes. I spent so much money there, but
yeah, it's like an investment kind of in yourself though.
It was, but during the training you do the 10-hour days, and then in those days I guess we had like a cabin trainer, so it's like an airplane that's just in this wherever we were at, and it's pretty much just safety stuff, like going through what a real flight would be like.
Yeah,
but yeah, a lot of tests.
Okay.
Studying. It was kind of like school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you had like written tests?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. Very interesting. So like, obviously like, I mean, this is kind of bold just to like go at, but like obviously some stuff could happen in the air. You got to train for bad situations. Do you get paranoid that there's like, obviously you go on one plane, you're like, all right, probably not likelihood of something bad happening.
Yeah.
Not, you go on, you know, 10 hours a day, you're going back and forth, there could be a lot of stuff that could go wrong. I don't know. I think I'd start to get a little in my own head there. Does that go in your head, or are you able
honestly,
to block that out?
No, it doesn't. Because if you're going down, you're going down. There's not anything you can do about it. So,
one way
if you're going to die, you're going to die. So, I mean, that's all that you can really
do. You put the life vest thing over your on the shoulders from the seat in front of you that they always teach you how to put on. I've never once listened to how they
I always tell people, I'm like, you guys, when you go on planes, you really need to... Yeah. pay attention, because if something happens, you're not going to know what to do.
Yeah, I'd be chaos. I'm going to be firsthand.
I'd be like looking right around. What the fuck do I do?
I'd be like, how did you do that with the one person that has it on? Yeah.
Using the they're like worried about their little kid.
I got the pamphlet. I'm flipping it up and down. I'm looking. I'm like, all right, step one, get the okay.
Yeah.
So, no, that's funny. So do they teach you like terrorist training?
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Well, are you allowed to talk about what that consists of?
I can talk about some.
Okay.
I mean, it's just like...
I don't want you to get in trouble.
No, yeah. It's just like pretty much common sense, I guess. We have ways that we like can look to see, but anyone can really look.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it's just, it's not anything crazy.
Okay. But gotcha. What about like to like disarm them or take like physically confront
they say...
them?
Okay, so if we have a suspicion of something, it doesn't even have to be terrorism, just anything. Right. We just tell the captain and they deal with it.
Okay.
But if, like, say we're in the air and something goes on, then obviously we have to, it's really just do whatever you can.
Interesting. Nice.
So if you have to do something, you just do it. Yeah.
So what's the longest flight you have had to attend to?
2.5 hours.
2.5? Okay. Yeah. Now, will that keep, like, this kind of goes back on that, maybe stepping into, like, American, mm-hmm. you said you didn't want to. Will that always just be 2.5 if you stay with the same position? Is that as long as they get, or is there longer and you're just kind of, still getting your feet wet?
Yeah, it could be longer.
Okay.
Each flight just depends, also with weather, too. Like, if it's storming, it takes longer to get somewhere. So, it just depends, but mostly mine are short.
Yeah. Interesting. All right.
So, forgive me. I try to keep up with social media, but I'm not great anymore. No, where do you live?
I live in Louisville, Kentucky.
And how come, if your company is based out of Arizona?
So, my company is based out of Arizona. We have different bases.
Okay.
So, our main base is Phoenix. Okay. And then we have Dallas, Houston, Dulles, and then Louisville.
Nice.
And I just picked Louisville because it's closest to here, so I drive home.
I was going to say, so you got to choose which location you were at? Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. This is interesting.
Do they... Probably not. But they don't pay for like housing or anything like that, right?
Mm-mm.
So you just have to relocate and.
I hardly live at my apartment. I'm there probably twice a week, so I'm paying rent.
I was just about to ask that.
Yeah, you pay to not live there.
So you travel somewhere, you're spending the night there. We'll say,
mm-hmm.
are they paying for that or?
Yes.
Okay, so they if you're out on work, they take care of that.
Yes.
And then do they pay for food while you're out?
No.
That makes no fucking sense to me.
I know.
They just expect you not to eat.
It's really terrible, honestly.
And you get like a check-in where like you're going to be at this hotel this night or do they? Okay. I didn't know if they just gave you like a budget and they were like, figure it out. Okay. You know?
No, yeah. They schedule your hotel for you, so I don't have to worry about that. The hotel and everything is paid for. They're all nice, very nice hotels.
I was going to say, are they putting you in?
They better have some connection.
Yeah, yeah, they're very nice. So I don't mind the hotels. But...
What about transportation to the hotel?
Yes, they provide that too.
Okay. Do you get a roommate?
I can see you like with Uber. Ordering an Uber.
Yeah. I wouldn't. No way.
With Madeline's work, a lot of time they just give her a budget for food or whatever it is, and then she just does it.
Yeah.
But it's also a lot more work, though, too. Like, I feel like you could maybe start, not living as nice of hotels, and you know what I mean?
Oh,
maybe
I would
save a little, yeah, exactly. You're saving a little bit of cash here and there. I think that's a great idea.
I'd be staying in the Motel 6.
But they do
right
out
the airport.
They do this thing, like, if say I have a friend in Dallas or something, and I want to stay with them, instead of staying at the hotel, they'll give you $50.
Okay.
But,
$50.
Yeah,
that's their like compensation.
Yeah.
That's dinner though. That's a go get a good dinner. That's not getting.
Yeah,
paid
but they
for.
Can't compensate you for the.
Listen,
whole.
I agree. But they obviously realize.
Gypped.
I am.
I'm fired
I
up.
Am.
So what's going on? There's a shortage right now. Is that like actually a thing? Like you
is.
Would be able to tell me more. I see the headlines. Yeah. I don't try to. I'm bad. I don't try to read into it.
A lot of flights are getting canceled right now. One because COVID's bad right now again. So, I mean, if there's no pilot or flight attendants. To work it, the plane's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So that's why.
Do you legally need a certain amount of flight attendants to be able to take off if a flight's a certain distance?
Yeah,
or how does
for my airlines, it's 2 flight attendants, a captain, and a first officer.
Okay.
So if there's not 2 flight attendants, we can't go anywhere.
I've been on planes before where I'm waiting because they're like, a flight attendant's running a little behind. I'm like, oh, gosh, I get it.
So
interesting.
So how does pay work? Don't go into how much you make or anything.
Yeah.
Like that, but
I get paid. Oh, this is interesting. You actually, so when you guys are boarding the planes, we're not getting paid for that.
I've heard this. I've heard that rumor.
So it's honestly baloney because it's terrible. Like, we get paid when the doors close to when they open.
Uh-huh.
So,
what?
Yes. So the 45 minutes of you guys boarding and going off the plane.
Sometimes even longer than
that. Yeah.
Like, aren't you guys working still?
Yes.
Like, you're doing work, yes. But you're not. What?
Yes. So you're paid per flight?
Per, yes.
Kind okay.
of, yeah.
As long, however long I'm in the air is what I get paid.
Okay. Interesting. So.
Taxiing and taking off.
So as soon as those doors open, you're off the clock, technically.
Yeah.
Even if you're getting right back, people are coming right back on and you're...
Yep. So I don't get paid for that.
That is terrible.
Yeah, it honestly is.
So then you get paid like by hour, you're in the air?
Yeah, pretty much. And then, but when we do like overnights, like say I have an overnight in Dallas, whatever, mm-hmm. I get paid per diem while I'm there.
Okay.
But... It's not that great of a per diem, but it's okay. It adds up.
Yeah, for sure. Now, is this something you see yourself doing long term? Is this what?
I
know it's tough to commit, but I'm saying as of right now, is this something you want to do? Like, are you enjoying it? Are you happy? Are
I do.
You know,
paying the bills, love obviously. It pays the bills. It's good money for my age.
Yeah.
I mean, not every 20-year-old has a normal job. Everyone's in college right now.
For sure.
But, I mean, it does what it's supposed to do. That's what I can say. Okay. But I don't know if I want to do it for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I know that a lot of people travel for work and things like that. Yeah. But when you go to like start a family, if you want to, you that's can't. Tough.
Yeah. And like our hours are really insane. Like I'm literally not home 5 days out of the week.
Yeah.
So.
That's brutal. But you also get to see a lot. Like I feel like being young, that's pretty sweet.
It
like,
is. And traveling. I travel free. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, so you could go if anywhere. You're not working. How many days a week are you working right now?
I work 5 days a week.
Okay. So you have 2 days where you could be like, I'm going here.
But at the same time, I feel like you're not going to want to be on a plane.
No, that's why I picked Kentucky because I drive. When I come home, I drive back home because I'm like, I don't want to sit on a plane.
I was going to say, you probably like it more.
Yeah.
So then do you like schedule your own hours almost or no?
No. So right now I'm on reserve, which means we don't get a set schedule. Like they could schedule me something, say I work tomorrow. They could schedule me at 5 a.m. tomorrow. And I have to go do it.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you on vacation right now? Is that how you're home? Like, how does that work?
Okay. I go back Saturday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Man, this is super interesting. Yeah. I like this. I always fly. I've gotten into flying, obviously, dating Madeline.
Yeah.
Never flew much before. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like, are there any assholes? Do you ever get tips? Are you allowed to accept tips?
Yes, actually.
Let's get this going.
Okay. Wow.
I've never once thought to type a tip a flight attendant, but like now I'm talking with you, I feel like I start needing to start. Like at least $5. Like
no, yeah. When you, okay, because COVID, there's no alcohol on some planes, but first class still has alcohol. So when we do serve first class, some people will tip.
They should.
I've got $20 before.
Nice.
Actually, my first flight. $20.
That's sweet.
Wow. So that was
you were
nice.
Like, damn, this is
nice. I know, I was like,
bad.
This is nice.
That's interesting. We need I was just thinking that though, hearing you talk about this, you know, with people there's gotta be nothing worse than someone being slow to get in the plane or get off
my
the
gosh,
plane. Like there's people like where I'm standing there and you let the people out in front of you. Obviously sometimes people need to get off the plane because they gotta find a connecting flight. Sure, that's fine by me, but like I'll be sitting there, I'm like, oh my gosh. And like you're just not getting paid for that.
No.
Like there should be some
that's still
I agree. I did not know that until I started the job, and I was like,
"They left
are
that one out of the pamphlet."
Kidding me?
Man,
that is terrific.
Yeah, that's why everyone says be nice to your flight attendants. Like, say good morning, say hello, because really, I mean, we aren't like we don't have to do what we do
for sure.
Like, be
I mean,
nice,
you're seeing that right now too.
So, like, technically, if when we're boarding the plane, let's say if you just wanted to sit down and chill until everyone's on, could you?
No.
Yeah, I was gonna say they're probably not allowed.
Yeah,
I bet you they're not.
But. Who the fuck is telling me what to do if I'm not on the clock?
Exactly. And I'm not getting paid for it, but I mean, I guess that's just part of the job.
Got a good comparison here. You're caddying, you're sitting on the bench. You still can't be like an asshole on the bench waiting for your loop.
Yeah, but it's not
it's the same thing.
No, it pisses me off, though, when we're sitting there and like Ken's like, oh, can you go do this? No, I'm not getting paid.
No.
Yeah. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
People are asking me to do stuff. They're like, can you go put my bag up? Because if a bag doesn't fit, they're like, hey, can you take it up for me? I'm like, you could go take it yourself.
What the fuck?
I can't believe you guys. I mean, you want to talk about why there's a shortage. Why don't we start with
shit.
That?
Can we start paying flight attendants?
We just had a business guy on that was talking about this on like when COVID hit. He figured out instead of offering people bonuses, he was like, I'm going to figure out a way to like appreciate them even more. That's like, why is that not a thing yet? Like,
I don't know. I really don't. And like, when you get rude people, it makes you not want to work. And, you know, like,
100%.
Airports, this is what we always say, airports make people turn into worms.
Okay.
Like, when you walk in an airport, it's like they don't have any sense of direction.
Oh.
That's fair, even though there's signs all over the
there
place.
There is, and that's what I'm saying. I'm like, can you guys read?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Do you see that sign? It literally tells you right there, but, I mean, some people just don't think. But then they, when they get mad, they put it on us, but none of that stuff's our fault.
Yeah,
like a,
no,
like a delay, 100%. A delay for weather, they're so, like, they're... yell at us, but 100%. Can't do anything about it.
So do you work with the same flight attendants?
No. So different one almost every time.
That is weird.
Same with captains.
Can this get lonely? I'm going to, like, because I feel like you're changing different people, everything. You're living by yourself.
Yeah.
You're moving. You're out of town. You're sometimes by yourself. Maybe you know someone. How does that, like, what helps you get through that part of it?
Honestly,
do you like the loneliness? Like,
no,
some people
like
that.
I hate it.
Okay.
I've never... lived by myself. I mean, when my mom moved out, I lived with my brother, his girlfriend Bailey. Like,
yeah,
we had. It was always there's always someone in the house. Sometimes I don't like. I guess it's nice, but other times I'm like, dang, I wish someone was with me.
Yeah,
because you get bored, and then I don't know anyone there down there.
For sure.
So going to do stuff by yourself, and it's kind of scary being a girl. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But
and sightseeing can get tough too, because like one, you don't have a car with you, and it's like, man, if I pay a $40 Uber to go here, I got to pay it to get back, and you know. That's part of that. I mean, if they just, even from when, like, people are boarding, if you're getting paid, that money right there could be going to sightseeing.
Yeah.
Like,
nope.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Start tipping your flight attendants. I want to say that. I'm going to start doing that.
For sure.
Even if it's a couple bucks. Even if it's, I don't know. I'm honest to God, I'm going to start carrying cash and tipping flight attendants. At least, like, the ones that, like, I can tell are working. Yeah, that are working. Like,
I
respect that. That's. Yeah, that's good to know. I don't know. There's all kinds of questions I feel like we keep asking about this.
What's your favorite part of it?
I like talking to people.
Okay.
I enjoy it, especially the old people that sit in the front.
Yeah.
Normally, it's like first class old people. I like making the drinks.
Yeah.
You're pretty much a bartender.
Nice.
Everyone. You're everything when you're up there.
Yeah.
I mean, you're all everyone has, so.
Interesting.
It's nice.
Yeah. Now, I had a question. I just lost my train of thought. I got to think of it.
I'll ask one then.
All right, perfect.
So then, let's say you're done, you're like, okay, I can't fucking do flight attendant anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this, what would you do next?
I want to do real estate.
You got someone to talk to here.
Yeah,
and
you want to do it too?
Oh, he's doing,
I'm doing it.
Oh, you are?
And we have people. Listen, Kicking It Back's full of connections. We'll hook you up there.
That's what I've always wanted to do. Straight out of high school, I knew I didn't want to go to school. That was never my thing. I hated school to begin with. Never would go, whatever. Do anything to get out of it. But that's what I initially wanted to do.
Nice.
But then I just didn't do
Seriously,
it.
Seriously, like, I can get you started.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let me know.
You should. So, all right, I thought of my question. All right, so obviously there's all kinds of stuff that, outside of, like, you know, getting paid better, or tips or whatever, what's the biggest flaw with being a flight attendant or being in the air, anything, airports, anything, that you feel to yourself, like, you would, how you would fix it? Is there anything obvious that you're like, man, I don't understand why we do this or why this is like this, why don't we just do this? Like, is there anything obvious that, like, you've noticed? I know that's a tough on-the-spot question, but I was thinking it.
Let me think.
Like, I think one of the most genius inventions of all time, okay? And this is so dumb, but I say it every time. You're in the bathroom, right? And you go into a stall at the airport. They have hooks on the doors to hang up your bag. I think that is so genius. Like,
it is.
I think that is perfect. Like, imagine if that hook wasn't there and you were just throwing your backpack on the floor. Like, I don't know. I just always think about that.
I think that there should be separate bathrooms for flight attendants.
Okay.
Oh.
Here we go.
Because I need to get on a flight fast. Why do I have to wait in the same line everyone else is waiting in?
Perfect. That's a perfect, like, an example. Like, that was exactly what I was going for.
I now have a follow-up question for this. This is a kicking it back question. Have you ever caught a couple joining the Mile High Club?
I have not.
Oh!
I have not.
Caught or, like, assumed? Have you assumed any?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen anything like that.
Have you dealt with any real assholes?
Oh, yeah. You get the angry ones.
I was gonna say, have you told anyone off, or do you keep it cool?
No, I have to keep it cool.
Or you can get fired.
Yeah, but if someone tried me and I was, and I was having a bad day, could go the other way. But
the thing is, like, your boss isn't there.
No.
So, like, who? What? They could call
Captain,
on you.
Yeah.
Right?
They could call the company. I mean, if they want to take that much time out of their day.
Right.
But
then it's your word versus theirs. So you could really be like, I didn't fucking do that.
Very true.
I think you're exaggerating a little bit.
Yeah.
Best flight.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
Best flight. Best place to go. Best place to spend a night in.
My favorite place so far, honestly, has been Fargo.
Okay.
Which is...
Where's Fargo?
North Dakota.
What?
It's okay. In the middle of... Listen. It sounds boring, which it kind of is.
Okay.
But it's in the middle of nowhere. And looking out of the hotel, it's just scenery. Like, it's so nice. And I'm just like, oh, it's peaceful.
I was going to say, it's peaceful.
You don't have to deal with any people. Because when you're with people all day, the last thing you want to do is see people at night.
Yeah.
So, and the hotel is really nice. So
That's good to hear. See?
But I like it, yeah.
So go travel out to Fargo, North Dakota.
Yeah. That was like the I was expecting like Miami or
No, Ontario, Dallas. California is really nice too.
I didn't even know there was an Ontario in California. Mm-hmm. I feel like every state has an Ontario.
Yeah.
I feel like that's pretty common. Whatever. All right. That's great. My favorite flight, personally, I flew from Salt Lake City to Denver, or I went straight to Detroit. I think I went straight to Detroit, and I had a connecting flight from Detroit to Cleveland.
Yeah.
I missed the flight, so I had to wait in this airport for 3 hours for the next one, right? Because I was late. We got stuck in snow in Utah, whatever. This flight, I kid you not, was 20 minutes.
Wow.
Like, from like off the ground to on the ground, awesome.
Now imagine that flight attendant that just got paid for 20 minutes. 20 minutes. How pissed they are.
We'd get, like, 20 cents.
Now, you know who made out, though?
Who?
The flight attendant in Utah that got stuck on the runway for the snow. Because the doors were closed. We pulled out. We just couldn't take off.
Yeah.
We sat there for an hour and a half, 2 hours. They didn't serve me anything. Like, that was great. Like,
see, but that's such a win-lose. Like, all the people on the plane are starting to get cranky.
Cranky.
But, like, you're like...
That's happened to me before. 2 hours sitting on the runway. Doors were closed. I was getting paid.
Right.
But the people, they're like,
worse, then.
I'm hungry. Yeah. I'm thirsty. I'm like, do you want a cookie?
Yeah.
That's all I got for you, so...
That's funny. No, that's... Yeah. That's interesting. Like I said, that doors closed thing, I don't...
It's honestly so ridiculous.
That needs to be, like, a judgment thing. Like, from the moment... they start boarding to the moment they're finally off, I feel like that should be payment. Whether that's someone's judgment of a captain or someone, I don't know who needs to make that call on what the clocking hour is there, but there's definitely a better way to go about that.
So you said you work like 5 days a week?
Yes.
Typically, how many hours is that? Like, your paycheck, what's the amount of hours?
For a 2 week, are you paid
bi-weekly? I get paid every other week.
Okay, so bi-weekly. So how many hours are you working in a bi-week? Based off,
according to that.
I'm gonna say you're working 12 some days, but only getting...
Yeah, my longest day, I'd probably say we cannot go over 16 hours.
A day. But how would you do that if it was a long ass flight? Because, like, you're only getting paid.
Even delays, like, it doesn't matter. It's just a working day.
Oh.
So, like, say we get delayed for 5 hours and it puts us on 16 hours, they'll take us off the flight and put a different flight attendant on it.
You're telling me if you're on hour 16, we've been stuck on the runway, we got caught up, they're going to walk their asses onto that plane and say, give me Samira, she's on the...
Normally, okay, so it's 14 it's 14 hours that you're not, like, after once you hit 14 hours, they'll call you and be like, hey, can you extend it to 16, or are you too tired, do you need to get off?
Yeah.
Me, I'd be like, get me off this
plane. Yeah,
but
sure.
Other people, I mean, if there's, you don't want to cause, like, chaos, you'd be like, all right, just send me wherever. But, yeah, if you hit over 16, you have to get off.
Do you do any fun games?
No.
Get stuck on, you're not, like, the Energizer Bunny? Like, I'd be, like, the one that's like, all right. The awkward one that, like, only four people are chanting something back at. You know what I mean? Like, doing something dumb. Like, no, I don't know. Does that ever happen? Do you work with anyone that does that kind of stuff?
No.
Gets people into it?
I have one captain, and he's very funny. And he'll, like, say stuff over... while we're in the air, and he'll just, like, be funny and, like, make people laugh.
Yeah.
But no games or
does
anything.
That, now, is that a better flight, or are there times where you're like, God, I hate this fucking dude? Like, I feel like you might get old. Like, it might get a little old.
I've only flown with him a couple times.
So not for you?
Yeah, not for me, but other people, they get annoyed.
Hey, they're like, dude, this dude needs the...
And you get the creepy ones, too, so they get annoying, too. But.
I had a flight attendant. You know, like, the little spiel you give about the safety or whatever? He sang it.
He
sang every word. Like, he put it in a song and he sang it.
Some people, they have fun. If you could have fun with your job, do it, obviously. It makes it more fun. But, like, the safety stuff you have to be serious about, so you can't really...
Right.
Any highlight stories? Any most unique thing you've ever seen someone do? Like, I'm one of those people that, like, does it really bother you where, like, if, like, I'm on the end and I have my feet facing out towards the aisle?
No.
Okay.
I don't care.
I've been on flight Spirit.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Red Eye.
Oh, Spirit.
They kicked me.
Put
I'm
your
like,
feet back in.
No, they didn't even yell. The one dude got so annoyed, he would kick my foot every time. And it's like the Red Eye coming back from California. I'm like, dude, like, nobody's getting served anything. Like, why is this bothering you? I was, like, in the last row.
I've hit some people with the cart
Intentionally?
No.
Yeah, she can't imagine.
She's
like,
she's winking at me. If I'm saying, like, excuse me, and they're sleeping and they're not waking up.
Oh, that's tough.
Right.
I don't know what to do, so that's I gotta tough. Get through you.
Yeah,
so.
You're right. Okay, that's fair. I agree.
I mean, that's why they tell you to put your hands and feet inside the aisle so we don't accidentally hit you. But the planes I fly on are tiny to begin with.
Okay.
So when I walk down, when I walk through the aisle, I'm hitting people. Gotcha. Like with my butt, with my arms, like they're getting smacked somehow. So.
For sure. Interesting. Cool. All right.
Hey guys, it's Howie Gross with Gross Investments, running an ad here on Kicking It Back. I'll get you back to the show in just a minute. I want to tell you about how our firm is able to manage your portfolio. At our firm, we're able to implement a proprietary investment methodology that utilizes a non-emotional, methodical, mathematical approach to investing. It signals what we believe are the three most important aspects to investing: when to hold, when to sell, and when we feel it's safe to re-enter back into the markets. It's designed to prevent the next market crash from wiping out your life savings. It's called Market Guard, the power of knowing. Also, be sure to ask me about our newest portfolio, Market Guard Blockchain. Thank you, and back to the show.
Gross Investments is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Past performance is not indicative of future performance.
We got a good game, new game we're playing. It's called What's the Word? All right. We're going to toss a phrase, a name, something at you. Okay. It's going to be a few, and you're just going to say the first thing that comes to mind. Simple enough, right?
Very first thing.
I mean, you know, keep it real. If you need a pause for saying that's fine, but, you know, we want a gut instinct here, okay?
Sounds good.
Preston, give us number one.
Airport.
Food.
Ooh, best airport food?
Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough. What about like Hopkins Airport, Cleveland? Dude, the burritos without border, you still going Chick-fil-A? That burrito place that's there? I'm telling you, top notch.
I have not. I don't really. When I fly back home, I fly into Cleveland. But
gotcha. So not.
Yeah. I don't
you're
really
flying go. In usually.
Yeah.
You know. Gotcha. All right. Second one. Work uniform.
Ugly.
Ooh. What would you change? What would you change? I like this. I can tell.
The whole thing. They're so ugly.
Is it the
ugly.
Color? Is it the color?
Yeah, but why is it's it? Like why do you have to wear that? Like
I don't know. The skirt is past your knees. Like it looks like you're Amish. Like it's just so not cute. Like, you have to wear tights and heels. The heels. Why do you have to wear heels?
That is weird.
Yeah.
That's something we should do away with. When this platform gets big enough, I'm going to the airlines. I'm going
to
say, I got to.
They need to get paid.
Make your own airline. Yeah. You really should.
Kicking it back, I wouldn't trust those planes.
I don't know about it.
$19.99 after fees. $19.99 after fees. Listen, I do love the Spirit plane just because it's yellow.
Yeah, it is cool.
I think you know what plane it, what company it is.
Honestly, Spirit is really not a bad airline. Everyone always Spirit. But, I mean, you fly cheap and you get there in one piece, so. Yeah. What's the big deal?
I paid $65 or something to fly to and from round trip from California. Yeah. I was like, listen, like you might trash Spirit. I was like, I'm fine. I'm young enough to where I'm not. It doesn't bother
me. That's
how I am. This is off topic, but so do private jets need a flight attendant?
Yes.
Two?
Yes, but you have to be 21.
So, like, could that be a possibility? And how do you get that gig?
So there's, it's called GoJet, I think, or something, jets. You just apply. And then you have to learn each airplane, obviously. But that's with any job. Yeah, you have to learn the airplane. And then you just work.
Or you know somebody. But let's get this podcast bumping.
You work off tips, so.
Oh, private that's jets. Where the money's made right there.
Yeah, private jet, you work off tips.
You should start reaching out to, like, celebrities on Instagram and stuff.
I have. The Nelk Boys, I've tried. They don't answer me, I swear.
See, that's
what's funny? So for my birthday? My girlfriend DM'd Nelk, and they were going to come to my birthday in Columbus, but they were booked.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, the fact that they responded.
Yeah, well, me and Bailey did that for Issa's.
Yeah.
It was Issa's 22nd birthday.
Yeah.
And we're like, he loves you, like, he watches you, everything, blah, blah. They answered her.
Yeah.
But they didn't come, obviously. Yeah. But I was like, oh, my God, imagine how cool that. I watched them. I have no shame in saying I watch them.
Oh, yeah.
I love them.
You should try to get into, like a football team, like the Browns. Like, we had John Johnson wear our hoodie.
Yeah.
Maybe
he's
got some pool. Come on. We got another one hopefully coming. It should be coming the next couple days, we're hoping. So, listen, we get big enough in there, all right? Maybe we're like, hey,
we'll get you in.
We got something.
Get me in there.
We got a flight attendant.
Yeah, listen.
But she needs paid better than just when the doors
close. I want each player to be, I want tips coming out of salaries. Yes. I don't even want them to see the money enter their bank account so they don't even know what's coming out.
That's good.
All right, number three. Sorry, we got a little distracted there.
It's okay.
What's the word?
Vacation.
Fun.
Ooh, okay. Samira Hassan.
beautiful.
Oh, that's great.
Listen, hey, we've also been asking 100 years from now.
Yeah.
Okay, someone says that name. What do you want them to remember? What's a word? What's a phrase?
My personality.
Okay. Nice. I like that. For good or bad reasons?
Good.
Okay, there it is.
I've always been told I have a good personality.
You do. So. Nice. You do. Thank I you. Can double down
very
on
personable.
That.
Very personable.
Thank you.
That's cool. Awesome. All right, over under. Debate if it's over underrated. One topic. Right. Simple enough.
Ready?
Yes.
Airplane snacks.
Overrated.
Yeah? Why?
Really?
Some people love them.
Yeah, those little fucking cookies are
good. The cookies, the Biscoff, they're so disgusting.
Those are so fucking good.
I think they're
good.
No,
it tastes like cardboard.
No. No, it tastes like a
great
cookie.
Maybe you've had one too many.
Yeah, I have. Definitely have. But
you just snack, like, drink, like, I don't know. Like, are you able to
I can take anything.
I was going to say, so you're just ripping cookies. Yeah. That'd be my problem.
I guess that's what they could do. I mean, how generous.
How many steps do you walk? Yeah. You track your stuff? I'm curious how many steps you walk back and forth.
I should because of my watch. Yeah.
Like in a day? I would love to know.
It's probably I've lost so much weight from working.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you don't have time to eat.
Yeah.
So.
Didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Damn. Gotcha. How quickly are you, like, running to the next
yeah.
gate? Or are people coming right back on the
plane? Yeah. Sometimes we don't even get off. It's called the turn, actually.
Okay.
A turn.
Look at this.
We're getting.
They get off and more people get right back on.
The
that's
only
a turn.
Okay. The only turn I know is at the golf course where you get a hot dog and everything, right? And that's the turn I like to make. That's good. All right. Cam's hypothetical. Cam Mack. Cameron McClellan sends in a hypothetical. He tells us you just pick a side or the other. Preston will give it to us.
Would you rather get paid the same as you do right now or get paid double and deal with the full cabin of belligerently drunk people?
Get paid double and deal with drunk people.
Cause an absolute chaos.
Yes,
right
absolute
there? You
chaos.
Would you would do
like
a double?
You can't get them under control.
We're like talking, like you're, they're, fuck. Yeah, like how drunk people can get, and you're the sober one.
Like, you know when you're sober and you're with a bunch of drunks,
and
it's
you
like,
get
this is
off?
Like the worst thing I've ever done. Like,
you can pay me, though, to like it.
Double.
For a time.
If I got paid double, I think I could, I don't think it would bother me.
Could you do it
probably
over and over and over?
For 16 hours a day?
I don't know about that.
There's no getting out. If you choose this is what you're doing. You know what I mean? Like
you can't just say yeah.
You can't do it for a couple of years, get some money, and then be like, all right, I'm done with that. I'm going to go back to the normal.
No, I guess I'd pick.
We just scared you out of that one.
Yeah.
We totally talked her out of it.
Give me the drunks. Give me the drunks. I would get so annoyed.
We get drunk people, but they're funny. Like, I don't understand why, like, we can't serve alcohol in the back because people go crazy when they drink. Like, that's the reason why we can't right now. Not even because COVID. It's because people don't know how to act right.
Listen to that.
But
wow.
But we're allowed to serve it in the front. So you're telling me first class isn't going to get crazy.
Right,
but the main
so people
cabin
with
will?
Money aren't going to get crazy.
Exactly.
But
that is a bad stereotype.
It is.
And
it
that takes away a little bit of tip action. Like
it
we
makes
were talking
no
about.
Sense. But hey,
and I have noticed that people in first class don't always tip as much as
the
people that
in
are
the back.
Appreciative.
They should,
exactly.
Yeah.
If I like someone that's seated in the back, I'll slap them a little something.
No, you didn't hear that. You didn't hear that.
It's
I'm
okay.
Joking.
I'm joking.
she was winking the whole time.
If I boarded the plane and there was a spot up in first class, you'd be like,
I'd put you in it. We're allowed to.
Okay. That's so sick.
Yeah.
That's so dope. Can you get tickets for
I
just
fly
yourself?
Free first class.
What about your like family?
So
discounts?
Yeah. No, they fly free.
Ooh, where's kicking it back going? We should have did this in Maui or something.
We go somewhere.
Yeah, we could have been.
They do fly free.
We should be. We should be in.
Is there like a certain limit on that? Like, do you have like?
Mm-mm. They can.
Damn.
So I actually looked up a ticket for my mom and Issa just to like go to Hawaii just to see how much it would be.
Yeah.
It was like $130.
Wow.
First class.
We no Hawaii. Fucking shit.
We should have did this
round trip.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. We should have did this interview in Fargo. I'm very disappointed
Fargo.
In you.
Yes,
we could have been there and back by the end of the night.
We could have.
That's awesome. Samira, thanks for coming on. This was actually a lot of fun. I'm glad we did this.
Samira's going to be pissed when she gets a text from me in 3 months. She's going to be like, he so wants plane tickets.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, I'm heading here.
I'm heading.
Listen.
Just so. Oh, that's great.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
Seriously, thanks for coming on.
Of course.
That was awesome.
Thank you guys.
All right, shout out Samira for taking some time out of her busy schedule. She was in town. We're luckily, we're happy we got to sit down with her, kind of hear a little bit about what she does, kind of what her career path is right now. Very fascinating.
Yeah, a lot of it caught me off guard, like I was saying in the beginning. But I mean, just the fact that they aren't getting paid when they're helping us get on the plane. I mean, what is that?
Yeah,
that makes
you
no sense.
Without a doubt. And people are demanding, hey, can you go put my bag up there? Can you do this? Can you do that? It is wild. You got to have some patience. I will say that. You got to have some patience.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like she said, she sees some crazy, crazy people out there.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. All right, we got song of the week real fast. Came from one of our athletes. Noah Hughes sent this one in. It got picked, so sure. We got Forever by Grant Benjamin. I hope I didn't mess that up. That's what it says, so we're going to roll with it. Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard it, so I guess we'll hear it at the end of the episode.
I haven't heard it either. Or I might have, but I don't recognize the name, so I guess we'll see.
Yeah, so if the song's good, give credit to Preston and I for picking a good one. If it sucks, blame Noah, not our fault.
Yeah, I totally agree.
All right, well, you got anything else you want to add?
Not that I know of, honestly. Like, nothing crazy going on. I wish I could say there was more going on, but
yeah, not. For sure. We did get a little college snow day. I mean, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Only bad thing was that I just didn't have class regardless. So
that'll happen. I'm surprised none of my professors moved to Zoom. None of them. I was very happy. I had three classes today. Yeah, or on Thursday too. So it was nice to not have to stress that part.
Wow. That's nice.
I had an exam too, and I got a message and he was like, if class gets canceled, we're moving it to Tuesday. So of course I study all week and then move to Tuesday. Yeah. So
yeah. That's one of those that you kind of just wanted to take it because you were studying. Now you gotta restudy. And as we both know, it's all memorization. Like we're memorizing for this exam.
For sure. It's the fixed income exam. So I'm going to be taking it as people are listening to this episode. So reach out. If I don't respond, it did not go well. So just don't take it offensive. Whatever. All right. Hey, tip your flight attendants. Hey, Preston, a cat has 32 muscles in each ear. P-Dog, take us out.
Thanks for coming back. I'm Preston and Jared. Peace out. I pray this lasts forever.
Be sure to check us out on Instagram and TikTok at @kickingitback_. Username is in the bio of this episode.
Make sure to also subscribe to our YouTube channel at Kicking It Back Podcast and smash that like button on all your favorite videos.
All of these platforms make it possible to vote on polls about the show, allow you to see behind the scenes footage, and most importantly, allow you to participate in all of our free giveaways.
Subscribe and leave a review on whatever podcast platform you are currently listening to.